Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA land, the Baronado Center High School football preview show. Rolling along, I'm Derek Martin. We've got a couple of big games coming up for you here in just a little bit. KMA 960, KMA FM 99.1, and of course also on our KMA Extreme. We've already talked about our AM 960 game tonight with Underwood at West Lyon. Also talked about Trainer at South Hardin, which is on FM and at our KMA Extreme page. Plus a little bit later tonight, scoreboard show, 9:30. Till 11 o'clock. We're rolling on with the preview show right now, moving on to Class 3A, where Bishop Helan Catholic is hosting Sioux Center tonight. John LaFleur's team is back in the position they want to be in. That's kind of what they aim for every single year. A standard is set there at Helan. Coach LaFleur on his team's matchup tonight with Sioux Center.
There are multiple fronts, and they can spread you out and still be able to run the ball and or throw, and with their quarterback in there, and the way he can move the ball with his feet or with his arm presents a real challenge. We have to be really sound defensively across the whole way, and then conversely on the other side of the ball, their defense, they run a 3-3 stack and move players a lot, and it's just we have to be really solid. We just have to execute in all phases and be mentally sound and physically sound and do all the little things right in order to be able to be successful, especially a second time. It's really, really tough to beat a team twice in a season. That's been proven throughout the ages, and it'll be tough again this week.
Now, this is a second matchup with Sioux Center, and it's also a team that they've played quite a bit over the last several years. They beat Sioux Center earlier this year, and Coach LaFleur, and what it'll take to do it again.
Fortunate they had a few miscues with some snaps over their head and those type of things that gave us some ball and pretty good field position. We were fortunate enough to capitalize on those things, but then they also came back and blocked a punt in the end zone against us for a touchdown, and it was kind of a game of errors, so to speak. But we also played a fairly decent ball game as well. But watching them on film, seeing how they've gotten better through the course of the year, they've got some really dynamic athletes, starting with their quarterback, the Hibma kid. He can throw it. He can beat you with his feet. It reminds me a lot of the Flaherty kid from Humboldt. It's just really, really good football players up there, and really well coached. Coach Van Riggenmorter has been doing this a long time and does a really nice job, he and his staff, getting those kids ready. So just fortunate that we're going to be able to have that game at home. Our kids earned that right, and it's going to be great to have a really, really competitive game and hopefully a great atmosphere.
Once again, John LaFleur, head coach for Helan. Also tonight in 3A, Nevada's at Clear Lake, Winterset at Solon, and Waller at Catholic at West Delaware. In 4A, we kind of got beat up last week. Glenwood and LC ousted, but Sergeant Bluff Luton staying alive. And now North Polk, which ended Glenwood's season, goes to Sergeant Bluff, the defending 4A state champions. And Justin Smith, Hamburg alum and head coach for Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Well, they're the defending 4A champs, so they're the champs until someone beats them. And we're going to hopefully go out and play well enough, and that'll be us. Control the line of scrimmage. They're really big up front on the offensive line. We're not, but we talk to our kids all the time. Size isn't a superpower. So we just got to play hard, play with good pad level, and fly to the ball.
Here's more with the head coach for Sergeant Bluff Luton, Coach Justin Smith, on what his O-line has been doing here lately that got them to this point.
They've gotten a little better every week. We go back to that first game against Helan, and it was a mess. There's no doubt about it. And then they watched some film, took it to heart, and just have gotten a lot better since.
Once again, Justin Smith, head coach for Sergeant Bluff Luton, hosting North Polk tonight. ADM's at Xavier, Newton's at Gilbert, and Decorah at Pella. Let's move to 5A, where Sioux City East is going on the road to Waukee Northwest, coming off of their first playoff victory in 12 years. They will take on Waukee Northwest, as mentioned, and we'll have Tate Namy on hand for that. Mike Winkelpleck, the head coach for the Black Raiders.
And arguably is probably the best team in the state up until week 8 when they got upset. Everyone thought that they were the best team and stuff like that. So it's going to be a really, really good opponent. They're obviously well coached. Their quarterback, Heitland kid, is incredible. It's some of the best stats that we may have ever seen at the quarterback position throughout the regular season and stuff like that. So they're big up front. They got skill guys everywhere. They fly around defensively. So it's going to be a tall task. And our guys are excited and looking forward to it.
Coach Winkelpleck, on what it would mean for his program to get to the Dome.
We would reach one of the goals that we set at the beginning of the season. I think there isn't a team in the state that doesn't dream or wish or want to play in the Dome, right? That's the ultimate goal, to try and play a couple games in the Dome. And it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So I think it just would mean a lot, but like every coach knows, right? You got to take it one game at a time, one play at a time. And we're fortunate enough to have a game this Friday night. And we're continuing to play with this group of guys, which is incredible, and we're going to try and keep this ride going for as long as we can.
Mike Winkelpleck, head coach there for Sioux City East at Waukee Northwest tonight. Tate Namy is there. He'll have a full recap on our scoreboard show. Also in 5A, Iowa City West takes on Dowling Catholic there in Des Moines at Mediacom Stadium. Valley is at Johnston, and Southeast Polk going to Iowa City Liberty. That wraps things up. When it comes to quarterfinals in Iowa, we'll hit Missouri and Nebraska next. Stay tuned.